Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, everybody that tuned into this broadcast, may there be a blessing on their life supernaturally from unknown resources in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare in Jesus' name. If y'all would turn with me the book of Acts 3, we're going to talk about the healing of the lame man. And there's some people out here that need a healing. And I want to talk to you about whether it's healing, whether it's whatever it is, something's going to heal in your life today if you receive the broadcast. Now, if you look at Acts 3 here, verse 1, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. Now, the temple, that so the apostle did go to church. Amen. I think that everybody should go to church. Amen. The attendance of your presence in the house of the Lord, the house of prayer should be. And then if you look at the hour of prayer being the ninth hour, add three to that. So about noon. Amen. When you're talking about when they said that in the Bible. So about noon, they went to the temple. Okay. Verse 2, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they lay daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask of alms, okay, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, okay. Number one, we know the man was lame, he could not walk, amen, and he was helplessness. He was in the point of helplessness, okay, and he had an infirmity, chronic ailment, which means it was controllable but not curable, amen, at the present moment in time, amen, hallelujah, at the gate called temple. Now, I want to talk to y'all about the gate of the temple called Beautiful. Temple, which is called Beautiful. That word beautiful in the Hebrew, I mean, not the Hebrew, but the Greek, was horaios. Horaios means the right hour, amen, right season, okay, right time, oh, hallelujah, for the right reason. And so I want to talk to somebody just for a moment. Somebody's getting ready to get their healing. Somebody's getting ready to get their breakthrough. Somebody's getting ready to get their blessings. And this is the four principles that will be lined up. The right place. Amen. The right time. Hallelujah. The right person. Glory be unto God for the right reason. I want you to repeat that with me. Amen. I want you to repeat those four principles with me for your miracle, for your healing, for your blessing. Somebody's got getting ready to come into some overflow. Somebody's getting ready to come into some super abundant things in their life. And that's why it's very careful that you be in tune with everything. The right person. Number one, if it's the right person and we gain into the right time, the right place, and the right reason. Those four things, they ever line up in your life. Blessings gonna come. Healings gonna come. Miracles gonna come. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ's name. So I want to make sure that you get that. Okay. It is so clear that every time that you meet the right person at the right time, at the right place, for the right reasons, miracles, blessings, healings, whatever, breakthrough, overflow, super abundant comes in your life. So today, I want you to have a moment. I want you to have that whole reos moment, beautiful, the word beautiful. In the Greek, the word is horaios, okay? I really want you to have that moment. So remember today, there's four things that happened. It was the right place. It was the right person. Okay. It was the right time for the right reason for this lame man. Now, if we go further on in verse 3, who seen Peter, talking about the lame man, and John about to go into the temple, asked alms, okay? But Peter, verse 4, and Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, look on us. They have sympathy. When you have sympathy, there's a feeling of pity or sorry of somebody else's misfortune when you have sympathy. How many times have you had sympathy for somebody? Amen. Verse 5, And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. He had an expectation. The lame man had an expectation. Whenever you give something, have an expectation to receive something. Let me get that in your spirit right there. Whenever you want to receive something, have an expectation of to receive something. Amen. Glory be unto God. Hallelujah. That lame man was expecting something. But he got more than what he bargained for. Hallelujah. Come on with me. Verse 6, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Okay, now Peter was empowered at this moment. But if you notice that Peter, he was poor. He was in poverty. He was worldly. He was spiritually rich, but worldly poor. Amen. That makes sense to you. Now, the saints' possession, they had something from Jesus Christ that others did not have in his name. He began to have healing powers. Amen. Great faith was moved in Peter at this time. And then it goes and says, verse 7, and he took him by the right hand and lifted up. Okay. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Okay, so anytime that you're trying to get a healing, miracle, blessing, there's some effort that is demanded, okay, and commanded by the Lord. Okay, there's some work that still got to be put in. Amen? And then all the layman needed was a helping hand. Okay, a helping hand. You notice when they took his hand, everything came together. Okay, ankles came together. His feet, everything came together. And he went from, remember that he was helplessness to helpfulness. Oh, glory be unto God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, he left from his helplessness to helpfulness. That's it. So all he needed was a helping hand and that someone that was anointed to do, and it happened. Look what happens once this took place. Verse 8. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking. Amen. Oh, glory be unto God. Walking and leaping and praising God. Shandarebokosha. Oh, he went. There was an immediate cure. There was some physical strength that happened. And he began to give God praise. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to stop right there, but I wanted to let you know that today you're about to come into your miracle. You're about to come into your healing. You're about to come into your breakthrough. You're about to come into your blessing. You're about to come into your overflow. But there's some things that need to line up. These four principles: the right place, the right time, for the right reason, and dealing with the right person or people. Something is getting ready to transpire for you. I decree and declare today in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that this happened to you as well as myself in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I always like to give you an opportunity. If you do not know the Lord Jesus, I want you to simply say this with me. God, I am a sinner, and I ask you to forgive me of my sins, and I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior in my life. In Jesus' name. Now, if you had said that simple prayer, I believe you're saved. Start getting into the book or the Bible, Matthew, you know, starting the Gospels, you know, Mark, Luke, and John. And so you can understand things of Jesus. Amen. Get you a great teacher. I'm available. Amen. Now, to have this help you in any form or fashion, I plead with you and ask you to help me keep going, further this gospel of truth. Amen. Cash App Apostle Vincent Williams. My number is 470-458-8748. My P.O. Box is P.O. Box 870-202, Morrow, Georgia 30287. And if you don't want to deal with none of those, you know, you can do Walmart to Walmart, MoneyGram, Western Union. However, the donations are greatly appreciated. As you bless me, God is going to bless you. Amen. Receiving his truth in Yahshua Jesus' name. So God bless y'all. Y'all have a great day. May you prosper. Shalom.